Coast Radio News for Thursday, August 6, 2020. I'm George Henry. As doctors and hospitals try to battle the coronavirus, the trend on increasing numbers has some concern that leading into the fall, the onset of flu season can become an additional problem. Dr. Bob Pels, infectious disease specialist with Peace Health Oregon, says the symptoms can be similar.
The symptoms can be pretty much indistinguishable, and when flu starts to circulate, that's really going to be a problem.
Pels says that flu patients sometimes need hospitalization, and that means taking up beds needed for COVID patients. He says that this year, more than any other year in his lifetime, it's important to get a flu shot. He says even though the vaccine is not 100% effective in all cases, it can still help curtail the negative effects of the flu. The OHA says a series of outbreaks at three different businesses have all exceeded 20 cases of the coronavirus. A Walmart in Umatilla County has reached 27 individuals, while a construction company in Multnomah County is currently at 20. Lamb Weston, a meatpacking facility in Boardman, has three locations with a total of 74 cases to date. This as the state of Oregon announced 299 new confirmed and presumptive cases yesterday and five new deaths. The death toll is now at 338, and case count is nearing the 20,000 mark with 19,979 cases. Here in Lane County, there were seven new cases to report yesterday, bringing the total to 543, with no new cases reported in the Florence area. There are still four people hospitalized in Lane County. As numbers continue to grow in the coronavirus pandemic, the Oregon Health Authority is highlighting alternatives to social gatherings on its website. The OHA reminds citizens that get-togethers that exceed 10 people are currently prohibited under Governor Kate Brown's executive order. The OHA is suggesting alternatives like drive-through birthdays, showers, and other milestone events, using multiplayer gaming features on game consoles, and hosting watch parties using video streaming apps. Video conferencing is also becoming popular for more than just important meetings, and they recommend trying one for dinner parties and book clubs. If you've ever considered a run at local politics, there are only 8 days left to register for either Mayor of Florence or two city council positions. Eligibility requirements are that you must be a qualified elector, meaning you are registered to vote, and have presided in the city for at least 12 months prior to the election, and you must collect at least 25 signatures from qualified electors. Currently, there are two individuals running for mayor, incumbent Joe Henry and local business person Joe Beaudreau. There are also four candidates currently for the two city council positions, Sally Wants, Maggie Bacon, Dan Lofi, and Bill Meyer. Registration deadline is August 14th. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, August 6th, 2020.